after a person died, there was a 30 to 40 day transitional period while the soul searched Honila. During this time, the soul could visit living relatives either as a ghost or as an animal.
Within weeks after Mom died, I was standing in the kitchen washing greasy dishes in front of an open window, looking out on poinsettias and ferns, when I noticed a white smoky vapor materialize into the image of a body in my living room near the Christmas tree. At the time, I was sure it was Mom trying to contact me, but did I rush into the living room to greet her? No, I continued soaping up dishes. When I looked back a few minutes later, she was gone. Just like in her lifetime, I'd been afraid of what she'd say. Only 2 weeks before her death, we'd been sitting at the dining table in her apartment. She'd put her hand over mine and pleaded,
"Don't scatter my ashes in the ocean."
She and my dad had sailed for over 30 years, back and forth to Catalina and the Ventura Islands and racing to Ensenada. I remembered her gleeful smile as she leapt from the deck of our boat and onto the wharf, her arms outstretched to catch the mooring line. Then she'd rush to wind it around the dock cleats before the boat slipped away. And now she hated the ocean? How could that be? And of her parents, whom she'd appeared to idolize, she said,
"Don't bury me near them. They never loved me."
We placed her urn in a niche on the far side of the mausoleum, as far as possible from her parents. After her death, I'd suffered from guilt and remorse for everything I could have or should have done, every unkind word I'd said. I hadn't visited often enough or phoned to see if she needed help. I'd taken my young daughter to the hospital cafeteria for breakfast and been out of her room at the time of her passing. What terrible things would she have said about me? Mom never made another appearance. I never tried to call her spirit back. I'd been too fearful of dying myself. My need for a predictable, rational world conflicted with a belief in spirits. When she died from ovarian cancer at age 72, I chose not to recognize it as an omen. During one of my hospitalizations, a nurse told me that after a year of being depressed and sobbing every day, her deceased 7-year-old daughter appeared at her bedside and said,
"Mom, I'm okay. Go on with your life."
And she did, with a firm belief in the afterlife. If my spirit body sat on the end of Ronnie's bed, would she pull the covers over her head? Would she worry about how to get rid of me? What if I stood at the end of your bed? I ask her in the morning when she sits in a wood chair beside my bed sipping a cup of hot tea. My bedroom window is open and the birds are singing. Maybe she won't be as frightened. She scowls.
"I think it was a bad dream or seeing a ghost."
Unlike the mother of the 7-year-old, Ronnie wouldn't be crying every day. Sonia would comfort her. I'd be interfering with their life together. Perhaps it's only those who continue to grieve who welcome a visitor from the spirit world. Maybe it's my need to communicate and not hers.
It was believed that a shaman had a special relationship with the spirit world and could enter Tonila to talk with the deceased. However, while in Tonila, the shaman had to be careful not to get caught. People who were not dead were not welcome. A shaman could die during the trance ritual.
I've thought about obtaining the services of a medium, someone with experience contacting the dead. I've met only one such person in my life, and she'd been terrified by her own powers, which hadn't come easily. After her son-in-law killed himself and her daughter, she tried to cross over the line and found that she could channel the words from the dead. When she put her pen on paper, the words that appeared were not her own. Many departed souls asked about loved ones, but she had no answers. She became fearful of being possessed and isolated herself. There are others who have used their gifts, but how will Ronnie find someone she can trust? When I mention contacting a medium, Ronnie says,
"No, I want to talk directly with you."
The Haltia was a creature that could take many forms, including the spirits of Finnish ancestors. Each individual has his own protective Haltia.
I'd like to protect Ronnie and warn her of dangers ahead, but if I slip a thought into her mind, how will she know it's coming from me? We could work up code messages, but I might not retain them once I'm on the other side. She spends so many hours on her iPhone, laptop, and watching Netflix. The channels of her mind might be closed to receiving messages from the beyond. I have no ideas what my powers will be or if communication will be harmful for the living. Even premonitions are often ignored. The hand of the dead churning in your mind becomes a scary thought.
I'll make my own decisions,
Ronnie says. She also worries an evil spirit might talk with her.
How will I know it's you?
She asks. Doesn't seem like anything will work for us. Ronnie has a friend whose mother recently died. A counselor told her to suspend reality and walk and talk with her mother as if she were alive. Her friend declined, saying she wasn't ready and couldn't imagine her mother being present. But Ronnie likes this idea.
You'll be like a spiritual advisor. I'll ask your opinion before I make my decision, just like now.
She'd be in control and pretend that I was listening. I'd be there only when she conjured up my presence. This way she could comfort herself and not worry about the spirits of the dead trying to claim her life.
We'll walk in the nature park, like we used to do,
she says. I visualize the two of us wandering among the California black walnut trees and the bushy toan with clusters of small red berries, her hiking shoes treading over gopher holes as the squirrels and rabbits streak past, my feet never touching the ground. When we pass through the oak grove, she'll wrap her arms around my favorite tree, like I always did. I'll hover over her as she presses her nose against the bark and stroke her dark, silky hair. She may not be able or willing to feel my arms around her, but as I edge closer to the spirit world, I have this feeling that someday she'll know that we shared those few moments together.